Charishma, thank you very much for your time.
Well, good morning, and thank you so much for having me.
No problem at all. So could you just give our listeners an idea about the electorate of Holsworthy and the community that you represent?
Sure. So Holsworthy, as you mentioned, is in southwest Sydney, and it primarily includes suburbs in the Liverpool local government area, such as Preston, Consoula, Lanier, as well as Hammondville, Moorbank, Wattleborough, as well as, of course, Holsworthy. Mm. And it also includes some suburbs from the Sutherland Shire area as well, like Barton Ridge, Lucas Heights and Sandy Point.
So quite a broad area then.
It does. And can I say, it's also the only electorate to have a nuclear power plant, a nuclear facility within it. So the Lucas Heights nuclear facility run by ANSTO is within the electorate, as well as part of the Royal National Park.
Oh, wow. There you go. Mm. And what are some of the key issues facing Holsworthy, which you have campaigned for, and how will you address them should you be elected?
Sure. So I was pre-selected quite early by the Labor Party. So I was pre-selected around about 18 months ago. And in that time, since I have spent most of my my weekends and my spare time door knocking in the electorate, standing at railway stations, at shopping centres and anywhere else where I can have a chat with people. And often the most common issues that come up when I speak with residents who live in the electorate are things like the failure of infrastructure and services to keep up with population growth in the area, the absolute sort of under-resourcement of our hospital. On the one hand, you have a huge increase in price tags associated with, you know, hospitals and that sort of thing. However, you still have people waiting for long periods of time to be seen, whether it is at emergency or whether it's for surgery or other types of care. And the other issue that a lot of people are raising with me is the kind of under-resourcing of our schools in the area. So we have a number of schools that are taking on more than their share when it comes to capacity. And so a lot of their schools, we have a couple of schools where the entire school oval is taken up by demountables. And unfortunately, that then means that the children that attend those schools have less space to play, enjoy their recess or lunchtime, or have lessons outdoors if that's the case.
Mm. And so, you know, education and infrastructure, as you mentioned, are issues that are high on the agenda for Labor. Why is Labor better prepared to address these issues in suburbs like Holsworthy? And, you know, are you simply pledging more funding, or why are you prepared to deal with these issues?
Well, we actually kind of being smart about where we put our funding. And fundamentally, when it comes to the budget of any government, it demonstrates the priorities of that government. And as you have probably picked up from the kind of the tone of the campaign over the past few months, we're obviously running very heavily with a health and education focus. And that means that we, rather than committing $2.5 billion to refurbishing a couple of stadiums in Eastern Sydney and Olympic Park, we're actually going to make sure that those resources are better spent in actually addressing some of these issues that affect people day in, day out. These are the things that they and their families see, and also to kind of make sure that the backlog of some of these things is addressed before it gets worse. So, for example, one of the policies that has been extremely popular when I've been speaking with particularly schools and parents and carers groups is our commitment to air condition every single public school. Mm. Because obviously summers are getting much, much warmer. Winters are actually getting a little bit more severe as well. And, you know, when we think about it, most of us as adults, if we go into an office or our place of work, chances are we're much more likely to have air conditioning and a reasonably comfortable environment. Unfortunately, children as young as those who are 4 and 5 years old are often have to turn off the lights or go and actually kind of have their lessons under a tree or under some shade because the classroom is simply too hot to learn or to focus.
That is actually, yeah, shocking to hear with children so young as well. Moving on from education, Labor leader Michael Daly announced yesterday a $95 $1 million plan in a community sports first package. And Labor has been very critical of billions of dollars, you know, the Liberals have committed to upgrading stadiums. Why is this a better way to spend taxpayer money compared to maybe, you know, upgrading sports stadiums in Sydney?
Taxpayer money essentially should be used to support the community and improve the community that actually pay their taxes. So, you know, as you can see from the package that was announced by our leader Michael Daly yesterday, along with the Shadow Minister for Sport, Linda Vault, a lot of the the projects and the features of that plan are specifically targeted towards improving facilities and addressing needs that affects those who play sport or engage in activity on a day-to-day or a week-to-week basis. So, for example, one of the aspects of this plan is to include $40 million to install and improve lighting at sporting halls across Sydney. A lot of fields and ovals and courts currently exist light empty at night or during the winter because they're not able to be used because of lack of lighting. Something like that will mean that these sorts of facilities are able to be used by more people and therefore, it might encourage a larger group of particularly young people and people who maybe from culturally diverse backgrounds who may not have have that kind of habit of engaging in team sports or those sorts of things to actually use these facilities because, to be honest, that is what people want. They want things that they can use, that they use frequently, and that are located close to them in terms of facilities.
Yeah, for sure. And, just lastly, is the seat of Holsworthy going to be one of the crucial electorates that the Labor Party will need to win this election to form government?
Yes, it is. So the margin currently in Holsworthy is approximately 6.7%. And when you have a look at the pendulum of seats, it is number 7. So Labor needs approximately 12 seats to win government. So it is definitely a must-win seat. And the response that I've been getting from residents and people in the community as I've been speaking to them has been incredibly positive because people feel like they've been ignored for the last 8 years and they are feeling like they want to change.
Right. Well, Sharishma, thank you so much for your time on the show and best of luck.
Thank you very much. And thanks for the opportunity to be on your show. Can I just say one last thing, though?
Of course.
I know that that a lot of particularly younger people feel a little bit disillusioned with politics and may sometimes question the need to vote. And I just want to encourage as many people out there to take your vote seriously because every 4 years, an election is an opportunity to let the government of the day know what it is that that your opinion of them is and know what your feedback is in terms of their performance. So as much as possible, I'd love to encourage people to be informed about who your candidates are and what their positions are and identify who you think suits you more closely and actually use your vote.